This is not a book of rules. This is a book that tells you what works. His word to us is so that we can know how to live our life in a way that works. Why? Because He loves us.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
Life's Manual, the Bible, is given to us as a guide to bring about a better and more productive life. Join Kelly Copeland Swisher as she teaches Bible principles that produce freedom. Next, here on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Well, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kelly Copeland Swisher, and my parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, send their love to you, and they are passionate about ministering the Word to you, and they have let me be part of that this week. I'm talking to you about the love of God, and within that, His plan for you. You know, that Father God, the heart of the Father, created the plan for your life. We've talked about this on Monday and Tuesday, and if you've not caught up with us, then go to our website, kcm.org, and you can watch the broadcast from the last 2 days and catch up to where we are at. But I really want you to take away from this week how much He loves you. And in that love, we talked about that He designed a plan, not a cookie cutter plan made for everybody, but a plan just for you. And He called it good. Ephesians 2:10, read that in the Amplified. He created a good plan for you, that you should live the good life that He designed. And so a father, that heart of love towards you, created the plan, but I want you to go in your understanding of this even deeper. We're talking about a partnership. We're talking about a relationship with the Father that is beyond what you can imagine, beyond what you've thought of as maybe in a religious sense where God's here and I'm here and He has all these rules and I'm supposed to follow those, you know, so that I can go to heaven. Or God has all these rules and He won't love me if I don't do what He tells me to do. No, you got it all wrong. Let me fix that for you. Let me fix that doctrine for you. Why does God have what you call rules? Or in other words, He said in His word, He'll say, don't do this. He'll say, do this. Why does He have those? I can tell you why. It's because He loves you. Just like you talk to your own children and you say, you know, don't put your fingers in the light socket. Don't stick a fork in the light socket. You know, your kids may think, well, that's just an unfair rule. But you know good and well that that's more than just a rule. It's said because you don't want them to fry themselves sticking a fork in the light socket or in the electrical plug. You have to tell them those things so that they can learn not to do them without having to experience those things. That's all God says in His Word. He tells us what works and what doesn't. He's laid out numerous times in the Word of God, this is life, this is death. You know, really, He just assumes you're going to choose to live life, to be strong, to have things go well with you. And so He lays those things out. So this is not a book of rules. This is a book that tells you what works. His word to us is so that we can know how to live our life in a way that works. Why? Because He loves us. He wants us to be protected. He wants us to walk in His blessing. He wants us to be safe. He wants us to live out the plan that He designed for us. But you know, if you won't listen to Him, you won't do what He tells you to do, you have to make your own decisions and make your own way and experiment with your own choices, then you're not going to get the plan that He laid out. So it's so important in walking in relationship and partnership with Him that we listen to Him, that we are led by Him. You know, if you ever get the understanding that God is your partner, your life will never, ever be the same. You know, here at this ministry, we talk about partnership a lot, and I'm going to be honest with you. You know, the devil has really done a lot to destroy that word partner in the church. You know, in the world, it means a good thing. You know, a lawyer wants to make partner. A person working in an advertising firm wants to make partner. People working in a big business, a corporation that has partners, they want to make partner because that means you're a success. That means that you're at the top. That means that it's, you know, you're working at the top levels of the executive department if you're a partner. But in the church, when somebody says the word partner, first thing they want to do is hide their wallet. Man, they're wanting my money. That is, money is so far down on the real meaning of partnership. You know, I partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I partner with, you know, my offerings and supporting Kenneth Copeland Ministries and financially. But boy, my partnership is way more than that. I partner with this ministry because I pray for you. You know, my family, we pray for you. When we go on vacation, our whole family gets together and we pray for you. Our kids pray for you. I'm partnered with the ministry in that way. I'm partnered with the ministry and then I pray for my parents as they go minister. I'm partnered here also because I receive what my parents do for me. You know, they're praying for me as their partner. My dad, when he writes that partner letter, you know, I receive that and it's to me. That's a benefit of being a partner with this ministry. But you know, on my mind is not what the ministry can do for me. I'm talking about me as a partner, not me as a Copeland. But me as a partner, on my mind is not what KCM can do for me, but on my mind is I want to help Kenneth Copeland Ministries fulfill that call that's on this place, that's on my parents. But you know, at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, now I'm talking as a Copeland, at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, what's on our heart is not what you can do for us, but what we're driven by is what can we do for you? How can we bring you the word? How can we help you to step into the plan that God has for you? That's partnership. Well, you know, where God's concerned, He's not wanting you to keep these rules so that you can, so that you can show that He's your number one, or that so He can be the boss of your life. And He wants to tell you what to do, so He's going to give you a bunch of rules so He can be boss. Listen, God doesn't need you to follow Him to know that He's boss. He is boss. Whether you know it or not, He is boss. Amen? This whole thing is going to turn out the way He's designed it to. But is your life going to turn out the way He wants it to, the way He's designed it to? Well, that's your choice. He doesn't make that choice for you. He designed your life. He's got a good life for you, but it's your choice whether or not you walk in it. And He doesn't lay these things out there so that you can do something for Him. He lays these things out there because He wants to do something for you. Now, what's our heart towards the Lord? My heart towards Him is not, you know, God, what can you do for me? My heart towards Him is, what can I do for you? I want to serve you, Lord. I want to do what you've called me to do. That's called partnership. And when God is your partner and you have that understanding, you realize that He is your partner, it's so easy to do what He's asked you to do. It's so easy to lay hands on the sick when you realize that's all your part is. Your part is just to put your hands on them in faith and believe that they're healed. His part is to do the healing. How many people are afraid to lay hands on the sick? They're afraid that they won't get healed. That's because you're trying to do, if you're like that, it's because you're trying to do God's part. You know, Jesus did His part. I promise you, God will do His part when you do your part. Your part, lay hands on the sick. I can do that. That's easy. Lay hands on the sick and believe they're healed. And His part is to heal them. You see how much easier it is when we do our part and let Him do His part. When you realize that He is your partner, you're not afraid to preach. You're not afraid to witness to somebody. You're not afraid to be bold in your stand on the Word of God. You're not afraid because you know He's your partner. But I'm not like talking about a bunch of different subjects here. I really want to bring it home to where you realize how intertwined these things are. If you won't do what God's asked you to do, first, let me back it up even further. If you don't believe God has a plan for you and that it's a good plan, then you probably won't do what He has for you to do or do what He asks you to do or live your life based on what He wants. If you don't do that, then how can you walk together with Him? How can He be your partner when you're going one direction and He's going another? And I'm not even talking about being saved and going to heaven here. I'm talking about walking in a relationship with your Heavenly Father, walking in a relationship with your daddy that loves you, and walking out that plan for you. And if you don't do that, how can our lives be filled with the miraculous and filled with glory and filled with the things that He said He wanted for us? So see, it backs all the way up to you understanding that He has a plan. But we have to follow. I want to read to you from Romans chapter 8. The first part, really, Romans chapter 8 and the first few verses are really the gospel in a nutshell. I'm going to skip around here for time, but you should read it in that sense. Verse 2 says, "Because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death." He didn't say, you know, lay out what is right and wrong to give you rules, as I said. He wanted to free you from what is wrong. He wanted to free you from sin that leads to death. Verse 3, the last half, says, "He sent His own Son," this is the gospel in a nutshell, "in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins." God has declared that sin no longer has control over you. The enemy and tragedy no longer have control over you. God has declared an end to that. But then you say, why is my life still filled with that? Because we have to choose to follow Him. We have to choose that plan that He has for us. Look at verse 5. "Those who are dominated," and in my Bible, I wrote the word led. Dominated by something is being controlled, being led. "Those who are dominated or led by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled or led by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace." What's he saying? Leads to that plan, leads to that good life filled with peace. That's what God wants for you. And if you are led by the Spirit, that's going to be your destination. But if you're led by the sin or led by your flesh or just what you want to do, then the end of that is death. The end of that is destruction. The end of that is trouble. The end of that is heartache, is strife, is all the things that come from the enemy. So really, that is the gospel in a nutshell. And verse 14 is where I wanted for us to get to. "For all who are led by the Spirit." Now, we've talked about Him being our daddy. We've talked about Him being our Father and how much He loves us. He hasn't changed. He doesn't love me any more than He loves, you know, the worst sinner that's ever been. The person who's lived the worst life. He doesn't love me anymore. But I have put myself in a place of covenant with Him by accepting His love, by accepting His instructions to me. This says, verse 14, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. We're really the ones who determine, are we going to be His children? Are we going to be led by Him? Are we going to walk in that good plan? If you say, yes, I want that, then you have to be led. All who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Are you willing? Are you willing to walk in that relationship with Him? Are you willing to let Him be your Father? Let's read down here a little bit. You know, in verse 19 it says, I want to read verse 15. So you've not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves, or fearful slaves to sin. You haven't received that spirit. Instead, you've received God's spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba, Father. That word Abba is like saying daddy. It's an intimate place with the Father. It's not a distant Father. It's a right there Father. You know, Jesus cried out to Him in the hardest moment of His ministry here on earth when He was in that garden struggling between doing what His flesh wanted and doing what He knew His Father wanted Him to do. He cried out, Abba, Father, help me. And of course, He made the right decision. He decided to do what the Father, He said, is there any way this cup could pass? He said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. That's how we have to lead our life. But He has given us, you know, that very same Jesus, when you accept Him, is on the inside of you, crying on your behalf, Abba, Father. He wants you to have that place with the Father where you can cry, Abba, Father, and you know He's right there with you. How do you get to that place? It's when you're led, you allow yourself to be led, and then you walk hand in hand. You walk in partnership with Him. Not distant, but right there where you can say, Abba, Father, Daddy. For His Spirit, this is a miraculous spiritual thing that happens. That His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we're His children, we are His heirs. And you know, it goes on down. Verse 19 says, all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who His children are. In verse 22, it says, we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Didn't Jesus talk about that in the end times there'd be earthquakes and all these things? We've been seeing them. You know, there's always been earthquakes. There's always been tsunamis. There's always been things like that happening. But Jesus talked about them escalating like labor pains. And, you know, labor pains, they begin and they're not so bad, you know. You can talk and laugh and have fun with the family. And then they get more intense until you're concentrating on birthing that baby. There's no laughing around about it. What was Jesus saying? These things get closer together as the times grow short. And we see them now. It's like, boom, boom. You can't turn on the TV hardly without hearing something. Well, that's the earth is groaning, waiting for me and you to be manifested as sons of God. God has been waiting for us to step up, step into that place that He has for you, step into that good plan. He didn't make a plan intending for you to have a sorry life. He has a good plan, but just waiting for you to step into that place where you can cry, Abba, Father. The Amplified says, we've not been given a spirit of slavery, put you in bondage to fear. We're not in bondage to that. But He's given us the spirit of adoption, spirit producing sonship. That's in you. All we have to do is be led. Creation's waiting on us to be led. You know, even in the last days where we've had, you know, these things happening in Japan and so many things even to pray for. Being led in how to pray for the people of Japan. Being led in how to pray for the people in the Middle East. Being led in how to pray. Don't just talk to the news. Be led in how to pray. We're sons of God. We're daughters of God. We have been given the Spirit of God. We've been given the task of speaking the word over this planet, speaking the word over our lives, receiving. It really can be overwhelming to think the task God has given us unless you realize God is my partner. All I have to do is do what He says to do, say what He says to do. He'll do the hard part. He'll do the miraculous part. But it's our responsibility to be led, to be sons of God. And you may think, gosh, I just don't feel capable. I don't feel equipped to live such a life. Well, good. Keep reading. It says here in verse 26, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. That's just an example. This is not the only way the Holy Spirit helps us. This is just an example of how He helps us. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers. Listen to this. This is so important. The Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. What's that saying? Remember we read in Corinthians that the Spirit is searching out the deep things, the plan of God for you and revealing it to you. This says, this works in tandem with that. The Spirit pleads for us believers. When we're praying in the Spirit, we're not praying something that's opposite of what God's plan for us is. We're praying, He's telling us what to pray that's in harmony with God's plan for you, with God's will for you. When you pray in the Spirit, He's telling your spirit what to do. He's working things out. You're praying in the Spirit, the Spirit's moving, working things out that in accordance with what God wants things, how God wants things to go for you. And we know, now this statement is connected. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Those things, that's not bad things. Of course, God can make bad things work for you. But think about this. He's causing creation to work for you. He's causing business to work for you. He's causing rules to work in your favor. If they have to change, they have to change because He's working it out for you. As you pray in the Spirit and pray out the plan God has for you, He's making circumstances around you work in your favor. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Relationships should be rich and rewarding, godly connections that spur us on to great things. All around us are strained or failed relationships, but with God, that doesn't have to be our story. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together two great resources in the Power of Love package. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Relationship Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last, and Kelly Copeland Swisher's teaching on Custom Fit for You, discovering God's unique plan for your life. Learn God's purpose for relationships and how to make them successful in the Relationship Lifeline Kit. This interactive study will equip and encourage you to improve every relationship. Use the lessons, scripture cards, and worship music to build your faith and transform your relationships. The Custom Fit for You teaching reveals God's unique plan for your life. It will inspire you to take off the limits and experience the joy that comes from living the life He designed just for you. Start your journey toward building relationships that last with the Power of Love package. Order the Power of Love package today for just $20 and enjoy a special savings of 30%. This package includes your 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and a CD by Kelly Copeland Swisher entitled Discovering God's Unique Plan for Your Life. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. You may call or write to us today. For these and other Kenneth Copeland Ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
You know, you may be thinking, that all sounds great. I'd love to have Jesus to help me, but I don't know Him, or I don't have a relationship that you're talking about. You know how easy that is to fix? We can fix that in just a matter of seconds. If you'll pray with me and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, you will be stepping into that place. Remember Ephesians 2:10 said, you're born anew. You start all over again. And you know what? Your circumstances, they may not change overnight, But I tell you, when you begin to walk in the things of God, He will change them quickly. But it starts right here with asking Him into your heart. So pray this with me. Say, Father God, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. And I choose to believe that He'll come into my heart if I ask Him. So Jesus, come into my heart. I believe You rose again so that You could live in me. Take my life, Jesus, and do something with it. I belong to You now. In Jesus' name, amen. It is that easy. It's in the Word. If you pray and ask Him, He will do that. He'll come into you and He'll change your life. If you've prayed that with us today, please let us know. We have a book we want to send you. He did it all for you. This will help you get started in your walk with the Lord. It will help you know what belongs to you. And also, we want to send you a brochure about how to study the Bible. You need to get into the Word because that's where your life is, and it will change your life. The Word of God brings life to your situation. It brings wisdom to you. And as you read the Word, God can begin to talk to you about your life, and He can begin to lead you. You just are in for a grand adventure. Please, please, please join us tomorrow. We're going to continue to go into these things, to read more about being a son of God, being a daughter of God, and walking in partnership with Him. For the Believer's Voice of Victory and Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, this is Kelly Copeland Swisher reminding you today that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Knowing that He loves you. He loves you not based on what you do, not based on what you did, not based on how good your life is right now or how bad it might be. He loves you. He just loves you.